اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by our Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, Brother Mahdi, and assalamu alaikum to all the dear brothers and sisters who are listening to this program. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is all mine, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. In this series, at first, we all are going to listen to a recitation of the Noble Quran recited by a famous reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation, and at the end, we are going to listen to a short speech about the Noble Quran. Stay tuned, dear audience. We'll be right back. Now, in the first part of the program, let's recite the Quran. We all are going to listen to the recitation of verses 61 to 63 of Surah Al-Ankabut, recited by Shaykh Abul Aynain Shaisha. Dear audience, let's listen to it, preceded by its English translation.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful. If you were to ask them, who has created the heavens and the earth and subjected the sun and the moon? They will surely reply, Allah. How, then, are they deviating? Allah enlarges the provision for whom He wills of His slaves and straightens it for whom He wills. Verily, Allah is the All-Knower of everything. If you were to ask them, who sends down the water from the sky and gives life therewith to the earth after its death? They will surely reply, Allah. Say, all the praises and thanks be to Allah. Nay, most of them have no sense.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولئن سألتهم من خلق السماوات والأرض وسخر الشمس والقمر وسخر الشمس والقمر ليقولن الله فأنى يؤفكون.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran. And what you just listened to was recitation of verses 61 to 63 of Surah Al-Ankabut, recited by Sheikh Abu Al-Aynain Shu'aisha. Now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is the second part of the recitation by Sheikh Abu Al-Aynain Shu'aisha. In the previous program, we listened to the first part, and this is the second and last part of this recitation. And we talked about Sheikh Shu'aisha, and we said that he's a very good reciter.
Yes.
Who followed the style of Sheikh Muhammad Rifat. Of course, gradually he came up with his own style of recitation, which was unique. And he has a good voice and a very good lahn. He knows how to, you know, alternate between melodies and use the maqamat in various ways, in a variety of ways.
Lahn itself means melody, I think.
Yeah, yes, it means the tone or the melody. And his tajweed is also very good. Okay, mostly.
Now let's talk about it.
Yeah, now the tajweed. وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ. We have a noon sakina in this phrase, la'in.
The riwaya is a general riwaya, I think.
Yeah, Shu'aisha always recites in the riwaya of Hafs an Asim. Hafs an Asim. He never uses other riwayas. And the good thing about this is that you can focus more on your recitation,
mm-hmm.
other aspects of recitation, other than riwayat. Because if you want to use other riwayat, the tajweed, the rules of tajweed
will differ.
They will differ. They're going to change. So you could be a little distracted in terms of using different, in fact, skills of recitation and different
maqamat or
techniques. Yeah. Different vocal techniques and maqamat, just like you said. So it could be distracting a little bit. So.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it depends on the reciter. Some reciters, they are very good reciters. They can, you know, they can
manage
the whole
it
thing
actually,
together. Yeah, they're able to, you know, have good melody, good voice. They can alternate
recite
between
in different riwayat.
Yeah. They have, some reciters are able, such as Mustafa Ismail. Okay,
mm-hmm.
He was a very good reciter. He was an all-around reciter.
That's right.
So وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ, we have a nun sakina in this word, followed by the letter
seen.
So it's a letter of ikhfa, because we see that the nun sakina does not have a sukun, and the letter after the nun sakina does not have a shadda. So ikhfa takes place.
And it's a phrase.
Yes, it's a phrase. وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ. We approximate the place of articulation of seen.
That is the letter of ikhfa.
Right after pronouncing the fatha, which is the short vowel before the nun sakina. Well, actually, excuse me, the kasra before the Nun Sakina. Wala I. Right after the I, we should say in. We should quickly approximate the place of articulation of sin. Approximation means placing the tongue in a position which is very close to the place of articulation of a letter.
Yeah.
However, it shouldn't touch that place of articulation, okay? So, sin, we have to first see where the place of articulation of sin is. Mostly the head of the tongue is involved because we use the head of the tongue, we make it close to the upper front teeth, and we make a very narrow passage between the head of the tongue and the upper front teeth. And also the tip of the tongue is below, it sticks to the lower teeth, the lower front teeth.
Yeah, behind actually.
Behind it, yeah.
Behind the lower front teeth.
And then se, the sound of se is made. So we should not place it. We don't say
actually, the head of the tongue does not touch the behind the upper front teeth.
It never.
It is very close to it.
Yeah. Actually, it never touches it because it's a fricative. Does it touch?
Yeah,
a little
a
bit,
touch,
yeah.
Yeah.
It touches, but it's very weak. It's a weak fricative.
Yeah.
So it's not a complete...
But in inclination
it's
stage...
It's a partial obstruction.
Yeah, of course.
But we don't even want that partial obstruction.
Yes,
we only want the inclination.
This is the point.
Another example of...
Ikhfa.
If we have in these verses, وَلَا إِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ We have مَا أَن فَأَحْيَا. Today we only want to talk about إِخْفَى of Nun Sakina. In the phrase مَا أَن فَأَحْيَا, we have another إِخْفَى of Nun Sakina, which is actually a tanween.
Mm-hmm.
Tanween and Nun Sakina, they have the same rules.
Yeah, because actually
no
the
difference.
End of tanween is Nun Sakina.
Yeah. Because originally a tanween was a short vowel
plus
a Nun Sakina. In writing, to make it easier, instead of writing the Nun Sakina, they added the same short vowel and they wrote it on top of that short vowel. For example, they write Fatha twice. They write Kasra twice.
That means
it becomes
tanween,
a
Lam or
yeah.
Tanween.
That's how Tanween is made. So we have Ikhfa here. Now the letter of Ikhfa is different here. The letter of Ikhfa here is Fa. So we have to approximate the place of articulation of Fa. Again, we should make sure that the articulators don't touch the place of articulation
yes.
of fa. Ma an fa ahya. We don't say ma an fa ahya. That's incorrect.
The sound should not be completely nasalized.
Yes.
Thank you, dear brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. And now the third part of the program, let's recite the Quran. We all are going to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali talking about the Noble Quran. Let's enjoy it.
كتاب الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Another aspect of the Quran is the necessity of listening when someone is reciting the Quran. I remember one of the ulama, late Ayatollah Bahauddini. So people who were very close to him, said that sometimes when he was very old, for example, he used to say people read Quran and he was listening. Because listening also to reciter is very important. Then in hadith, we have hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Ala man ishtaqa ila Allah falyastami' kalam Allah. Whoever is yearning to have an encounter with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has joy and eagerness should listen to Word of God.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what you just listened to was a short speech by Dr. Shomali, and that was the final part of the program. Let's recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio at irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Click on the tab Call of Islam on the top right of the page, and there you can have access to all our programs as well as the other programs of the radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
منان سبحان يا خالق الإنسان نورنا بالقرآن بمصحف الإيمان ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن